Today, the sermon title is Our Mother.
So, 每一个人都有一个母亲。
Every of us, we all have a mother.
还只有一个母亲。
And we only have one mother.
所以我们要为我们的母亲来感谢神。
So we will give thanks to God for our mother.
因为神借着我们的母亲把我们生在这个世界，使我们也长在这个世界。
God created us through our mother.
所以我们歌颂母亲的是永恒的主题。
We give thanks to our mother. That is an eternal theme.
我们经常说是祖国成为母亲、啊、我们的学校毕业的学校也成为母校。
We always said our country is our mother, and our school we call it alma mater, meaning nourishing mother.
所以我们感谢主、啊、我们对母亲有很多细节点点滴滴的回忆。
And we have all thedetailed memories of a mother's love.
And we all celebrate our birthday. 我们都庆祝我们的、啊、生日，但是你们要常常记得，在你们出生的那一天是你们母亲最难、最痛苦的那一天。
And we all celebrate our birthday. We all like our birthday. But do you know that your birthday actually is the day your mom has the pain?
Yeah, 让我们一起来、啊、思想、啊、我们的母亲。
Let us all remember our mother.
这有一些年我觉得很好，希望、啊、送给我们的母亲。这个、啊、圣徒 Teresa、啊、这个讲到上帝之心，最可爱的杰作就是母亲的心。
And the following verse is we can give to our mom, and we use Mother Teresa's verse. The loveliest masterpiece of the heart of God is the heart of a mom.
亚伯拉罕·林肯也讲过，我现在是，或者我希望成为的一切，他很有成就，一切都归功于我的天使的妈妈，母亲。
And Abraham Lincoln also said, all that I am and hope to be, I own to my angel mom.
这也是一个圣徒他这样讲，说做母亲就是滋养保护真正的人性，并把它带到发展中。
And Saint Edith Stein also said, to be a mother is to nourish and protect true humanity and bring it to development.
第一点是神借着我们肉身的母亲创造养育我们肉体的生命。
First, God created us through our mom.
我们看圣经、啊、在创世纪说亚当给他的妻子起名叫夏娃。为什么叫夏娃呢？因为这个夏娃的名字意思是因为她是众生之母。
And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, it said, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living.
所以我们整个人类、啊、神创造我们都是借着我们的母亲把我们造到这个世界上。
So for all humanity, all humankind, God created us through our mother.
除了第一个人亚当和第一个妻子夏娃，他们两个的神创造的方法是不一样的。
Except our ancestor, first ancestor Adam and Eve, God created them directly.
神借了泥土造亚当的身体，向亚当的身体吹了一口气，亚当就成为有灵的活人。
And God created them out of dirt, and God breathed intoAdam, so Adam became a human with spirit.
神叫亚当睡觉，从亚当的肋骨取出来，造了夏娃。
God put Adam to sleep and then used his rib to create Eve.
所以第一对夫妻，神创造的方法是不一样的。
And the first couple are created differently.
其余所有的人类，神都是借着我们的母亲，把我们生到。
And all other humankind, God created us through our mom's womb.
诗篇第139篇第19节说，我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已辟啊辟阴辟我，复辟我，复辟我。
In Psalm 139, verse 13, it said, "For you created me, you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb."
所以我们当知道这个真理哦，我们来到这个世界。不是随机的，我们父母随机的结合就把我们生到这个世界上来，原来是神有计划的，借着我们的父母把我们生到这个世界上来的。
So we have to know the truth that we are not a random accident that our mom and born us into this world. We actually were born was created into this world by God's plan, and He.Create us through our mom's womb.
当你知道这个真理的时候，你应该感谢神，赞美他。
So when you know this truth, you would give thanks to God.
所以我们第二个应该孝敬父母。
And the second, we have to honor our parents.
尊重他们。
And respect them.
不可以在他们年老啊体衰的时候。抛弃他们，不照顾他们，这是不对的。
And then when our parents are old, we have to take care of them. We cannot neglect them.
为什么我们孝母呢？这是圣经的教导。
Why we have to honor our parents? This is because of the Bible's teaching.
因为神借着我们的父母创造了我们。
Because God created us through our parents.
所以我们孝敬我们的父母。我们就是间接的在敬拜神，来感谢神。
If we honor our parents, that means we are worshiping God.
有时候我们还可能还不认识神的时候，我们也孝敬父母，虽然我们不自觉的，但是我们也在做一个对的事情。
And even we did not know God before, we still honored our parents because God put that into our heart.
所以第一点是神借着我们的母亲。把我们生在这个世界，把我们肉体的生命生在这个世界，也养育我们在这些世界成长。
So God created us through our parents, and He let our parents take care of us and raise us.
好，那第二点呢，就是神还我们还有一个母亲啊。
And another point is that we have another mother.
是神借着我们属灵的母亲，就是教会。重生了我们，喂养我们的属灵生命。
We have a spiritual mother, that is the church, that gave us the spiritual food to raise our spiritual life.
所以上帝是我们属灵的父亲，是圣灵把我们生到这个世界上来，啊，给我们属灵的生命，让我们得着。
And God,
神是属灵的父亲。
God is our spiritual father, and the church.Is our spiritual mother to nourish our spiritual life.
所以我们常常呢，今天的教会生活有一个错误，因为我们今天的这个文化是很个人主义啊，更强调说在信仰上面啊，个人的这个啊这个重要性，这是对的。但是我们过分强调以后呢，我们就会产生一个啊现象，我们在啊。在我们信仰生活中，我们认为教会是可有可无的啊，当然有了更好，没有呢也没关系啊。我们呢只是一个选项啊。
In today's Christian life, there is a mistake. The mistake is that we too much emphasize our individualism, and too much emphasize our personal aspect of the faith. Because of that, and we sometimes feel like the church is merely just an add-on in our life.It's we can participate. We don't need to be participate. So that is a mistake.
所以我们先来看一看啊，教会是我们的母亲是必须的。我们从四个五个方面来看，第一个从啊，我们教会是福音派，我们看看福音派啊一些权威的杂志啊，它一些文章，我们可以使我们知道啊，这个信仰这个真理是不光光是我们在这里讲啊，福音派的很多的啊教会也在传讲这样的信息。
And we will look into the necessity or our spiritual mother, which is very necessary to our growth from a five point of view. And first, we will look from the evangelical Christian perspective.
好，这个母亲节这个时间5月9号啊，跟这个母旬节呢，有时候经常啊，在大概在一个时段，有的时候甚至重合啊。
And Mother's Day sometimes happened in the same time as the Pentecost celebration. And sometimes they even overlap.
所以在这个 Christianity Today 这个杂志上的一篇文章就说，五旬节庆祝的是一个诞生，庆祝的是一个母亲。
So in the journal of Christianity, it said Pentecost celebrate the birth and the mother, the birth of the church and the church as our mother.
所以一个出生就是五旬节教会出生，一个母亲教会是我们每一个信徒的母亲。
So there's this birth of a church that is the Pentecost, and our church is our spiritual mother.
这教会在历史上也被称为心腹母亲，就借着他圣灵向全世界。传播生命。
And the church has been called the bride and also called the mother, through which and the spirit bears life to all the world.
好，下面我们来看，我们今天是福音派，那我们就要一定要看这些宗教改革五百年前，整整的五百年以前，啊，加尔文和马丁路德啊是怎么论述这个真理的。
So we will look at the two ancestors who are our today's evangelical Christians' forefather, Calvin, John Calvin, and Martin Luther. Say what did they talk about the church?
加尔文说，没有其他的方法可以进入这个生命，指的属灵的生命。没有其他方法使我们可以得着进入这个生命，除非这位母亲。在他的子宫里怀我们生我们并用他的乳汁滋养我们。
So John Calvin said, there is no other way to enter into life unless the mother conceived us in her womb, give us birth and nourish us at his breast.
远离他怀抱的人们不能指望任何罪孽得以赦免或任何的救赎。
And then John Calvin continued said, away from her bosom, one cannot hope for any forgiveness of a sin or any salvation.
所以我们今天的信仰都是从很多今天我们的如果是浸信会的话源头都是这个加尔文。
So if for today's evangelical Christians, all our belief actually from our forefather John Calvin.
好，那马丁路德啊，是我们改教的第一个先锋。他怎么样论述这件事情呢？他写了一个很有名的著作叫《问答》，就是为了教导我们信仰一问一答。第一个问题说，就圣灵使我们成为圣洁的方法是什么呢？这是一个问题。
And Martin Luther, he's the forefather of a Reformed Church. And how did he talk about the church? He talked about church through series of questions and answers. The first question he asked is, what are Holy Spirit method and means to make me holy?
好，那回答呢？怎么回答呢？那我们要这样回答，说是圣灵通过教会罪得赦免，身体复活和永生这个一二三四五个步骤使我们成为圣洁。
And the answer he put together is that by the Christian church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. So he put together five aspects.
他接着讲说，回答说，因为首先圣灵在世界上有一个奇特的会众，就是一个母亲。
So he continued, he said, for in the first place, he has a peculiar congregation in the world, which is the mother that begets and bears every Christian through the world of God.
所以这个母亲呢，这个教会呢，她通过神的话语生出和托住每一个基督徒。
So the mother, the church,that begets and bears every Christian through the word of God.
接着他讲到说，圣灵的工作是启示、君解、照亮、点燃心灵，让人们可以理解、可以接受、可以抓住并持守神的话。
And he continued, which he revealed and preached, and through which he illumines and enkindled hearts that they understand, accept it, cling to it, and preserve in it.
所以看加尔文也讲到教会一个母亲的一个重要性啊，马丁路德也讲到啊，教会圣灵是在教会中运行啊，一切啊都是啊，没有教会就没有这个信仰。
And John Calvin emphasized the importance of the church in our spiritual life. And Martin Luther, he emphasized the Holy Spirit's work in the church.
好，那我们再看看初代教会啊，看看他们的怎么样的论述这件事情。
Let's look at the forefathers of the early church. How did they talk about the church?
在三世纪的一个主教叫圣西普里安。他这样讲，他讲得很直接很简单，说没有人能有神为天父，说你不可能有成为神的儿女，因为如果你没有教会做你的母亲。
And in the third century, Saint Cyprian and a bishop said, no one can have God as father who does not have the church as mother.
我们看看这个啊，奥古斯丁他怎么样论述这件事情。奥古斯丁讲的很直接啊，那我们今天说教会是我们的母亲啊，今天我看到教会有很多问题啊，很多的软弱呀，很多的失败，有很多的啊不讨神喜悦的地方。
And let's see how Augustus said about the church, and he said that No church it is being the mother of all the spiritual mothers of our humans. And then there will be no God as our father.
他第一个论述先说、啊、没有教会做母亲的人，就说你没有参加一个教会，没有在教会好好成长的人呢，就没有神做他的父亲。
So no one can have God as father if who do not have the church as mother.
但是他第二句话呢，就啊给我们很大的一个啊一个震撼。他讲到说啊，教会是妓女，但她是我们的母亲。
And the second sentence that he said is really provoking. He said the church is a prostitute, but he is our mother.
所以他为什么讲这句话呢？
Why he said that?
因为教会是真的是有很多的失败，很多的软弱，尤其地上的教会啊，我们人还是浮在虚空之下，我们还受这个肉体的诱惑啊，这个失败常常发生，教会也是常常的啊做错事。
He called the church as a prostitute because.Really, our church has so many problems. We sinned so much. We always did the wrong thing. But afterward, our church is still our spiritual mother.
教会应该是神的心腹， 是主耶稣的心腹，应该单单的去、啊、敬拜他。但是我们常常的、啊、没有去敬拜神，反而去敬拜偶像，敬拜权力、地位、金钱。
Church is a Jesus Christ bride. We're supposed to worship him only, but in reality, we always worship some other idols, and we commit to the social things, the world things.
所以这是属灵的这个、啊、这个纪律，属灵的这个淫乱。
So that's why Augustus said that it's a spiritual prostitute. It is a corruption.
但是他这么样的问多的问题，但是不管怎么样，他还是我们的母亲。
Even though the church has so many problems, the church is still our spiritual mother.
所以这是、啊、可以看到他这样的一方面，希望教会能够更加的圣洁，更加的合乎主的心意。但是即使今天教会还有问题，还有很多的软弱，但是不管怎么样，我不能够否认她是我的母亲。
So on one hand, it's expected the church to be holy, to only worship God. But in reality, we know the church is so weak and always sins. But no matter what, the church is still our spiritual mother.
中国一句话叫子不嫌母丑、
there,
女不嫌家贫。
There is a proverb in the Chinese ancient culture that the son never complained about her mother's beauty, and the daughter never complained about the wealthiness of his family.
所以即使教会今天有问题有难处，但是我们不是说、啊、你不是我们的母亲了，我再去另外一个教会、啊再啊、所以不能够，我们不能换母亲，我们人一人只有一个母亲，所以我们要继续的为他祷告，继续的像耶稣、啊、对待他的心腹一样，用水借着道把他皱纹等类的病都医治，使他能够成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Although our church has so many problems, we sinned so much,But we cannot just say that you are not my spiritual mother anymore. We just go find another spiritual mother. We only have one mother. Every one of us only have one mother. We should love our mother and stay with our mother and make our church, spiritual church, to be holy, to come back to God.
下面我们看看旧约圣经怎么来论述教会是我们的母亲这个。
How the Old Testament Bible said about the church as our spiritual mother?
所以 以耶路撒冷为代表的、啊、以色列民族，这个民族、啊、他用他的首都耶路撒冷圣城来代表、啊、经常圣经讲说耶路撒冷和他的女儿，所以为代表的这个以色列作为一个整体呢、啊、是每一个个体的以色列人的母亲，就是圣经旧约圣经经常这样的。
So Israel as a whole represented with Jerusalem is the mother of each individual Israel.
我们看一看以西结书三章三十六节到三十七节，说耶和华对我说，人子啊，你要审问阿合玛和阿合利巴吗？并使他们为我所生的儿女经火烧给偶像。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 36 to 37, it said, The Lord said to me, Son of man, will you judge Ohala and Ahaba, Aliba? They even sacrificed their children who they born to me.
所以这是神在讲话，所以神说，这些儿女你们所生的这些儿女都是应该生为我生的，但是你们把他们反而献给偶像。
So in the Ezekiel, the Lord said directly, said, You bore the children that I, you bore my children, but you sacrificed your children to the false God.
所以神的选民以色列作为一个整体 就是一个母亲。
So God's chosen people, Israel as a whole, is a mother.
还有许多许多的儿女。
This mother has many, many children.
就是每一个具体的这个以色列的民族的每一个人。
Just each individual Israel.
就相当于我们祖国，我们是我们的母亲，但是呢，我们的每一个人呢，也是这个国家的一个成员，一个
公民。Just like our motherland, we belong to that motherland, each of us an individual to that land.
好，我们再看何西亚书第二章第二节，说你们要与你们的母亲大大争辩，因为她不是我的妻子，我也不是她的丈夫。
In the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse 2, it said, rebuke your mother, rebuke her as she is not my wife, and I am not her husband.
神跟以色列的这些神的选民说，你们要与你们的母亲，就是这些以色列这些带领的人耶路撒冷为代表的整个以色列民族，要与他们大大的争辩。
So God tell Israel that you would rebuke your mother, which is the leaders of Israel, all those high priests, and said you need to rebuke your mother.
好，下面看看新约圣经怎么样来看，教会是我们的母亲。
How the New Testament talk about the church as our spiritual mother?
所以所有的信徒作为一个整体，就是教会。是每一个信徒的母亲。
So as a whole, all the Christians as a whole is the mother of each individual Christians.
教会是我们属灵的母亲啊！圣经讲说有一个在上的耶路撒冷是我们的母亲。
Church is our spiritual family, as the Bible New Testament said. The church, we have a spiritual mother as a Jerusalem in the above.
好，我们看加拉太书第四章二十六节，说因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的，但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母。
In book of Galatians chapter 4:26, it said, because she's in slavery with her children, but the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother.
所以地上的现在这个耶路撒冷是为奴的，天上的耶路撒冷，在上的那个耶路撒冷是自主的，那个耶路撒冷就是我们的母亲。
So the Jerusalem or the land that is in slavery, but the Jerusalem in above, in the heaven, that is our spiritual mother.
那天上的耶路撒冷到底是什么呢
？The heavenly, what is the heavenly Jerusalem？
好，我们来看一下天上耶路撒冷就是教会。
So the heavenly Jerusalem actually it means to the church。
我们看看希伯来书第十二章二十二到二十三节，他说：“就是天上的耶路撒冷，有名字登记在天上众长子的教会。
”So the heavenly Jerusalem, that is the church, just like the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 22-23, it said, you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the church of the firstborn, whose name are written in heaven.
所以当我们信耶稣，当我们成为神的儿女的时候，我们的名字就记录在天上。
So when we are God's children,Our name written in the heaven.
所以这个众长子就是首先复活的信圣徒。
All the firstborn, they are the saints will be resurrected first.
所以天上耶路撒冷就是教会。
The heavenly church is the heavenly Jerusalem. It means to the church.
天上耶路撒冷就是我们的母亲。
Heavenly Jerusalem, it is our spiritual.Mother.
所以教会就是我们的母亲。
And the church is our spiritual mother.
在启示录讲到说，我又看见圣城耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 2, it said, I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这个新妇就是教会。
The new bride, that is the church.
所以教会就是耶稣的新妇。所以启示录二十一章第九节说，我要将新妇，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
And Revelation chapter 21 verse 9 also said the church is Jesus' bride. It said, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
好，所以教会就是我们属灵生命的母亲。
So the church is our spiritual mother.
这不仅仅只是一个比喻，是一个象征。
This is not just a parable or a symbol.
你不能够对你今天对你的母亲说，哎，你是我的母亲，你是一个象征，她就是你的母亲。
So you cannot tell your mom that you are just a symbol of a mother.
不是比喻。
She is your mother. This is not a parable.
所以教会就是你属灵生命的母亲。
So the church is also your spiritual mother.It is your spiritual mother.
神借着你肉身的母亲，把你肉体的生命生到这个世界。
God created you through your mother.
神借着属灵的母亲教会，把你属灵的生命重生在你的生命中。
So God rebirthed you through your spiritual mother, that is the church.
这个有一个彼得华莱士，也是一个长老会的牧师，他有这样的一个很形象的一个分享。
The Presbyterian Church pastor Peter Wallace, he said this way.
所以教会怎么样成为我母亲呢？第一，他孕育了我们。
So the church, the spiritual church, the church is your mother.Because the spiritual church carry your spiritual pregnancy.
教会作为基督的心腹，就像一个子宫，非信徒还没有认识耶稣，我们每个人都有这个过程。当我们还没有认识耶稣的时候，我们来到教会，来听到神的道，也圣灵的神的道，使我们呢感动我们。就相当于这个，我们就像一个王子一样，但是神的圣灵借着神的道，就使我们遇见耶稣，遇见福音，而成为一个受精卵，有生命的，可以成长的。
So the church being the Christ bride, oops, I still need to look at that slide. Oh, okay, here.The church is your mother to conceive you. So the church as the bride of Christ is the womb in which the infertile unbeliever encountered the gospel is impregnated by the Holy Spirit by the preaching of the word.
所以在这里讲的是属灵的这个真实的一个过程，虽然是看不见的，我们能够看得见的是肉体的这个怀孕肉体的这个受精的过程，但是呢，实际上同样的类比的，就是属灵的这样的一个生命的孕育的过程。
So we can visibly observe the development of our flesh, this process. Here we use the same parable to express this process that our spiritual life was born.
那第二个。教会是你的母亲，她不但孕育了你，而且她要把你生到这个世界上来。
The church as your spiritual mother, she not just carried you in pregnancy, but she also born you into this world.
所以加拉太书第四章第十九节说：“我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。”
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 19 said, For whom I am again in the pain of childbirth until Christ is formed in you.
具体的教会，我们 信而受洗这个过程呢，就有点相当于我们生产这个过程。
So in church, the process we trust, we believe and be baptized is the process of spiritual birth.
那接着，教会作为你属灵的母亲，她不但孕育了你，不但把你生出来，而且呢，还要奶汁呢来喂养你。
So church is your mother. She not just gave birth to you, but she also nursed you with milk.
在哥林多前书三章第二节说，我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，但是就是如今还是不能。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2, it said, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready.
那教会呢，也给我们，我们要成长，我们要吃饭，我们要被喂养。那耶稣都在约翰福音第六章五十三节讲到说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的血，不喝人子的血，不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉，喝我血的，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
So we are the baby. We need to be fed and we need to grow. So in book of John chapter 6, verse 53 to 55, it said, Jesus said to them.Very true, very truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real milk, real drink.
So, 教会也是我们要操练我们灵命的地方。
And the church is also the place that we can practice our spiritual life.
让我们能够使我们的信心得到使我们的灵命使我们的救恩得到被更多的确据而得到。
So that our salvation will be truly proved to us.
好，我们就下面看一下应用。最后。说教会就是我们属灵生命的母亲如果你今天能够得到这个信息你们就得到了主要的内容。
So let's look at the application of this message. And it said, church is our spiritual mother. If you remember this message, and you got what I said today.
如果你今天知道了教会不仅仅只是一个机构或者是一个组织我可以参加我可以不参加或者这儿有参加这个组织不参加那个组织我这个好我喜欢我就跑这儿来明天不好我就跑另外一个教会去了。
So now you realize that our church is not just an organization. It's not just an organization that it's optional. That if you like it, you go. If you don't like it, you can skip.
所以教会是你的母亲。
And the church, it is your spiritual mother.
如果弟兄姊妹有时候他合不来如果只是知道教会是神的家对的这是真理。但是呢如果只知道这个的话呢那我们合不来怎么样分家。
So sometimes the church brothers, sisters, and they cannot get along. So if they cannot get along, and they know the church is their spiritual mother, what do? They just divide and separate?
但是你今天知道了教会不仅仅是神的家更是你的母亲。
So now if you know the church is not just a place, but it is your spiritual mother.
所以当你再有不和的时候你不能够轻易地说那我们怎么样把母亲分了。
And if you know that, then you...if you and your sister brothers cannot get along, you will not say, let's split our mother.
圣经旧约圣经有这样一个故事，所罗门当时面对的就是两个妇女两个人都说这个儿子是他的，然后所罗门就说拿刀拿剑把这个孩子劈了那个真的妈妈马上就说 不能批。那个假的妈妈就说批了没关系，一人一半。
And you all know this old story in the Old Testament very well with King Solomon. And there were two ladies came to King Solomon, and they were arguing about the one baby. And each of them claimed the baby is theirs. And King Solomon said, let's cut the baby in half so each of you got one piece. And the real mother immediately said, no, no, don't do that. But the false mom said, yes, let's divide this baby into two so we all can have it.
如果我们是真是神的儿女，教会你认识到是你的母亲，所以我们绝对不能够轻易的把这个教会分开。
So if you are truly a Christian and you truly believe that the church is your spiritual mother, and then we cannot divide our mother into two halves so that we can split.
好，那我们今天再来复习一下。所以神借着我们肉身的母亲生出我们肉体的生命。
Let's recap the message today that God created us through our mother.
那神借着教会我们属灵的母亲把我们属灵的生命生在这个是 生出来也使我们在教会中成长。
And then in the same way, God gave our spiritual life through our spiritual mother, that is church.
让我们把教会是我们的母亲这真理呢真的活出来。
Let's put it in our life, practice in our life, that the church is truly our spiritual mother.
所以如果你的母亲软弱了有问题了你不是换一个母亲你是要帮助她照顾她尊荣她使她更加的心满意足。
So when your mother is weak or sometimes he did something wrong, you are not just changing the mother, but you are going to help your mother, you will honor your mother, you will respect your mother and help your mother to be stronger, healthy again.
好，一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，今天你把这属灵的真理，教会是我们的属灵的母亲，告诉我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you give us this truth, this message that our spiritual mom, the church is our spiritual mom.
我们每一个人都有一个属灵的母亲。
Every of us all have a spiritual mother.
把我们生到这个教会，让我们在教会中一同成长。
And our spiritual mother gave birth of our spiritual life into the church.And we can grow in the church.
让我们把这真理活出来，荣耀你的名。
Lord, please help us to practice this truth in our life so that we can honor your name, glorify your name.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
下面一首回应的诗歌。